Today on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we continue in a series called You Make Me Crazy. These teachings take a biblical look at topics like peace in our relationships, finding true love, breaking free from abuse, resolving conflict, ending the cycle of people-pleasing, and dealing with the crazy makers in our lives. Now, because we've all got at least one relationship that makes us crazy, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a must-have resource from Pastor Rick Warren called the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit, complete with a 6-session DVD and workbook. If just surviving your relationships isn't good enough for you, then go ahead and take a sneak peek at this powerful DVD-based Bible study while you're listening to today's broadcast. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Who's Pushing Your Buttons?
What people don't realize is that anger is contagious. You can catch it, so you have to slow it down. I don't know if you've noticed this, that when you get loud, others get loud. When others get loud, you get loud. Anger is contagious. And the problem here is that somebody's got to stop the loudness. Now, the Bible says this. Look on your outline, Proverbs 15:1. A gentle answer quiets anger, but a harsh one stirs it up. What does it mean? Just by talking quieter, you ratchet down the anger in any relationship. It says, a gentle answer quiets anger. Whose anger does it quiet? Yours. It'll also do theirs, but it quiets yours. When you talk quiet, you are less angry. Have you ever noticed the louder you talk, the angrier you get? The quieter you talk, the more you calm down. Responding with equal force. When somebody starts pushing your buttons and they walk up to you at the office or you walk in the door at home and somebody lets out something and you respond with equal force, it's only going to escalate. It's not going down. It's not going to get better. It's going to get worse. Proverbs 17:27 says this, a wise person uses few words. Circle that. A wise person, truly wise person, twitters. And by the way, if you're not following me on Twitter, you're going to hell. Okay, just wanted you to know that, all right? A truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even tempered. You know, as a person who speaks publicly all the time, I have noticed that I cannot put my foot in my mouth when it's closed. And neither can you. The average man speaks 25,000 words a day. The average woman speaks 30,000 words a day. That's why, guys, when you get home at night, your wife still has 5,000 more words. And she needs to use them up. I was talking to a guy one time, and I said, does it bother you that your girlfriend always gets the last word? He says, no, I'm grateful when she gets to it. Pastor Tom is going to come and teach the fourth key.
Let's look at this verse up on the screen, and just for a couple minutes, let's say it a couple of times together. Psalm 141, verse 3. Lord, help me control my tongue. Help me to be careful about what I say. Try it one more time with conviction. Lord, help me to control my tongue. Help me to be careful about what I say. This is a tube of toothpaste. Quiz of the day, here, all the venues, everywhere, regional campuses. If I squeeze this tube, what's gonna come out? This is not that hard a question, you guys. Let's try it one more time. Squeeze this, what's gonna come out? Toothpaste. When you squeeze your life, your heart, you know what comes out? Whatever's inside. Whatever's inside. So the problem I'm facing in my life with my anger, with my struggles with lashing out at the people that I love the most, I can't blame them. I can't blame the circumstance because the problem is inside. The heart of the problem is a problem of the heart. It's what's coming out of me. And so when I'm under tension, all of a sudden I start to attack everybody in my life. Pressure always reveals what's inside of you. None of us like to admit that, but it's the truth. We see these things coming out of our mouths and we say, I don't know where that came from. The truth is, it came from inside of me. It comes from your heart. So the key is to change your heart. The key is to change what's inside. If you've got a well and the well has bad water, fixing the pump isn't going to help what's in the well. That's the problem with a lot of self-help books. They tell you how to fix the pump, but they don't have to tell you how to fix the water that's in the well. And unless you fix that, things aren't going to change. So what do you do? How do you make a difference? You let God's Spirit start to fill your life. The key is to be filled with God's Spirit. The Bible says in Galatians 5:22 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. That's the fruit of God's Spirit in our lives. I have found that when I'm filled with myself, when I'm filled with Tom, almost anything can upset me. In fact, I can make up things that will upset me when I'm filled with myself. But if I'm filled with God's Spirit, almost nothing will upset me because I'm filled with His love, His joy, His peace. Now, how do you get filled with God's Spirit? Don't make it too complicated. It just means you depend on God instead of depending on yourself. You pray that very simple two-word prayer, help me. Pray that prayer, help me, God. I'm depending on you. I'm not depending on myself. And as you do that, you will find, as you ask God for help, that He will fill you with His Spirit.
Now, the dirty secret in millions of homes is out-of-control anger. Last year, 4 million wives were beaten by their husbands. That is unacceptable. Last year in America, 10 million children were beaten by their parents. That is unacceptable. That is the thing that has to be dealt with. I want you to know that if you're being abused, if you're being hurt, you need to get help now. But the key is, in humility, you've got to admit it. You've got to own up to it. You've got to admit it. The Bible says God gives grace to the humble. Grace is the power you need to change. You say, well, I know I've got this problem, but I can't talk about it. Then it's already out of control. Any problem you can't talk honestly about in your life, whether it's pornography or anger or lust or greed or whatever it is, panic, whatever the problem is in your life, doesn't really matter. If you can't talk about it, it's already out of control. And the starting point is for you to own up. God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. I have seen not hundreds, but thousands of people released from the power of uncontrolled anger. You can get over this. You can relearn it. You don't have to stay the same the rest of your life. You learn some bad patterns. And you can unlearn them, and you can learn some new patterns. Now, the most important key to dealing with anger, first in your own life and with those who push your buttons and try to make you angry, is the last point. And it's the most important one of all. If you're going to get control of your anger in your life, number five, I must base my identity in Jesus. You got to change what you build your identity on. I must base my identity in Jesus, that He loves me unconditionally, that I am His, that I am valuable, I'm worthwhile, He has a purpose and plan for my life. If you try to build your identity on anything else, you'll struggle with insecurity your life. You try to build your identity on your job, you can lose your job. You try to build your identity on how good looking you are, you're gonna lose your good looks. You can build your identity on a person you marry. They're going to die. You can build your identity on being popular. You're not always going to be popular. If you build your identity on anything that can be taken away from you, you're going to be insecure. And insecurity is at the root of your anger. And until you start feeling secure about yourself, people are going to be able to push your buttons. When you know who you are and whose you are, people can't push your buttons. They can't get to you. Anger and insecurity go together. The more insecure I feel, the more angry I feel. So, I have to base my identity in Jesus. Otherwise, you're gonna be able to push my buttons because I'm gonna care too much about what you think of me. I'm gonna care too much about your approval or disapproval. The Bible says in Proverbs, here we go again, chapter 29, verse 25, the fear of human opinion disables you. If you are worried about what other people think, you have an emotional disability. You are emotionally disabled. If you are always worrying about who accepts me and who rejects me, who approves and who disapproves, the fear of human opinion disables you. But trusting in God protects you from that. How does God help me manage my anger? Well, Tom already talked about it. He goes to the heart of the matter. You see, when I get angry, my mouth just reveals what's inside my heart. A harsh tongue reveals an angry heart. It just shows what's inside of me. A negative tongue reveals a fearful heart. It just shows what's inside of me. A boasting tongue reveals an insecure heart. It's always the heart. An overactive tongue reveals an unsettled heart. A judgmental tongue reveals a guilty heart. The most judgmental people are those who feel guilt the most. A critical tongue reveals a bitter heart. You see, it's always showing what's inside of me. And a filthy tongue reveals an impure heart. On the other hand, an encouraging tongue reveals a happy heart. And a gentle tongue reveals a loving heart. And a controlled tongue reveals a peaceful heart. Do you know what you need to get rid of your anger problem? Do you know what you need to do to become immune to the button pushers in your life? You need a heart transplant. Fortunately, God specializes in them. It's called salvation. God gives you a brand new heart, and he gives you a brand new identity. And all of a sudden, I'm not trying to find my identity in my job or in my bank account or in my good looks or in my talent or in my relationships, all which I can lose. But I find my identity in what God says about me. And then you can't push my buttons anymore, because I don't care as deeply as I did about what you think. Let me show you some verses here on the screen. Ephesians 1:4. Long ago, even before he made the world, God loved us. Can you imagine that? God thought of you before he thought of the universe. Before he made the world, God loved us and chose us. Before he made the universe, chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. So what should be my reaction? I need to start letting God be the center of my identity. Look at this verse on the screen, Matthew 5:48. Grow up, your kingdom subjects. Now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Not the identity somebody else tried to give you. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others the way God lives toward you. When you are living out your God-given identity, you will be generous and you will be gracious to others. And no matter how much they push your button, you're not pushing back because you're living out your God-given identity. They don't determine who you are. God determines who you are. Do you know what is the most practical, simple, logical way to start your new identity? Baptism, by being baptized. I'm not talking about being baptized as a kid that you don't even maybe even remember. Jesus was dedicated at the temple as a baby. But at 30 years of age, as a full-on adult, he made his adult profession of faith. That's what we're talking about. Went to the Jordan River and was immersed by John the Baptist. And he said, you guys are to do this too. He modeled it. Have you been baptized as an adult to defend your faith and to say, this is my identity? That's what baptism is. The Bible says this on the screen, Romans 6:4. If we identify with Jesus in his death by being baptized, we will be identified, there's that word, identified with him in his resurrection and raised to life. And 1 Corinthians 12:13 says this: "We are all baptized by one spirit into one body, and now the old labels, the old identities, the old labels we once used to identify ourselves with, like I'm a Jew or I'm Greek or I'm a slave or I'm free or I'm rich or I'm poor or I'm black or I'm white or brown or whatever, those are no longer needed because my identity is in Christ." If you have not been baptized, this is the first step on your identity. You may have been a Christian for many, many years, and you've never taken the step of identification. I want to challenge you to decide right now, I'm going to be baptized. It is the starting point that says, I want the new identity. I'm tired of being angry. I'm tired of having people push my buttons. I'm tired of being worried about what other people think and let that influence me. You see, the three things that cause anger, Jesus can heal. Hurt, frustration, and fear. Jesus can heal your hurting heart with his love. Jesus can replace your frustrated heart with his peace. Jesus can replace your insecure heart with his power. If you pick up a crying baby and you hold that baby close and it feels warm and it feels secure, it stops crying. It stops being angry. And when you feel secure and accepted in Jesus Christ, your anger is going to dissipate. Let's bow our heads. Father, it's sad but true, but we often get angry at the people we love the most, those we're closest to. And because we forget that you're the source of all that we need, not others, we get angry. Jesus, help us to remember that when we expect anybody else to meet needs that only you can meet, we're going to be disappointed, we're going to be let down, we're going to be angry. Father, I'm certain that there are many people here who are struggling with anger in one of these four forms we talked about. And they're angry because of hurt, or because of frustration, or because of insecurity. And you, Jesus, are the answer to all three of those things. Help them to experience hope and healing today. Now you pray. Dear God, just say this. I admit I have a problem with my anger. And I let other people push my buttons. And I get even and I retaliate and I fight back. And I don't think before speaking. I'm asking for your help. Help me to reflect before reacting. Help me to learn to release my anger appropriately. Help me to find my identity completely in you. If you've never been baptized, say, Jesus, I want to be baptized to identify myself as you commanded us to do. I open myself completely to you. Come into my life. Save me, change me. Make the changes that only you can make. In your name I pray. If you just prayed that prayer, congratulations. Do you know the Bible says they're having a party in heaven for you right now? The Bible says every time one person steps across the line, the angels rejoice. So they're having a party for you right now. But you know what? I'd like to have a party for you. And I'd like to know of your decision. If you just invited Christ into your life, you just became a part of the family of God, which means you're now my brother. You're now my sister. So here's what I want you to do. Write to me, Rick@PastorRick.com. Just email me, Rick@PastorRick.com. Say, Rick, I prayed that prayer. I asked Jesus Christ into my life so I can send you some materials to help you understand your decision and you can begin to grow on the path to becoming all God meant you to be. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so thankful you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, confession time. you probably have a relationship that could drive you crazy if you let it. Whether it's a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, sibling, parent, coworker, or a relative you see at every family get-together. A crazy maker can really make life difficult. That's why you need the You Make Me Crazy Study Kit. In it, Pastor Rick Warren brings sanity to your relationships so you can do more than just coexist and survive. You can thrive. In this powerful DVD series, Rick shows you how to be wise in relationships, how to recognize who's pushing your buttons, how to resolve conflict, how to break free from abuse, how to escape the people-pleaser trap, and how to keep the crazy makers from driving you crazy. The You Make Me Crazy Study Kit is perfect for you, your family, or small group. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a gift to help share the hope of Jesus Christ with people around the world, we'll send you your very own copy of the You Make Me Crazy 6-Session DVD and Workbook Study Kit. You can go to PastorRick.com or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 to get yours. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle, or you can text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. And thank you so much for your support. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
If you've been blessed by this message today, here's what I want you to do. Share it. Tell somebody about it. Now, there's a lot of great ways you can share Daily Hope. One of the easiest is by posting it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Google Plus or Instagram. By the way, I'm on all of these, and you can follow me on any of these. Let me know what you think of this broadcast. But you'll find a share button today next to the message on my website, PastorRick.com. Don't keep the good news to yourself. It's too good to keep to ourselves. We've got to pass it on to others. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.